Please tell us about your favorite hobby and why is your favorite hobby? My favorite hobby is that I love singing. I found out that I'm good at it because of a friend. A year ago, I was just driving in my car and my friend was next to me. And suddenly, I don't know how, but I forgot that she was with me. So she started listening to me, and I didn't even realize that I was singing until she listened to me and told me, "Hey, look, you have a pretty good voice." And I was kind of ashamed because I had never done that before in front of somebody else. So I started off on this path. Learning, singing, and trying to get better. So it's been a year that my favorite hobby is now singing, literally. So now I'm going to move on into the story, and the story goes like this. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. "This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path, and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you." Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pen pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, "He is my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time. And he is doing us a great service by helping us out this summer." "Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe." Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his calloused, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.